Rory, James, how are we doing?
Good, how's you in here? It's that time of year again.
That time of year flies on, doesn't it, Rory?
Certainly does, aye, sir.
Yeah. How are you feeling, James? You excited for this
not
crack?
So bad, not so yeah? bad. No, looking forward to everything. The launch is usually the start, and then once you know you have an entry, then the anticipation for the event begins and the real preparation, and that's the kickoff for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's great mixing with everybody here, and the crack's going, James, and the banter starts and the slagging starts, and it's all tailored towards the third Friday in June.
And it's great to see like the young guys are out there now. They're the new standard bearers, and it's just nice to come and meet them. It makes you kind of wonder why you'd like to do it again. You know, the feeling never goes away. But just like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but just want to say like wishing Eamon and his huge team and the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that put this on are safe and enjoyable, and definitely this will be an exciting weekend. So just to say to everyone who's out there, just obey the marshals. We've seen recently how easily things go wrong. Let's make this another safe event and the best in the country.
Rory, listen, your name's on the list there beside Gary, but unfortunately Gary had an incident at the weekend. I suppose you might give us an update. I know you've been speaking to him several times this week. He was released from hospital this morning. He's on the road to recovery, both him and Brian.
Yes, Gary was released this afternoon, actually, from hospital. They were glad to see the back of him to get him out of there. But he's back home again now, and he'd be there to make his recovery and hopefully make a full recovery. The extent of his injuries are, I think, there's been quite a bit of speculation about that. But thankfully, he's not too bad. He was up walking around the crutches on Tuesday evening when we were there. So I hope to make a full recovery and hopefully a short time. Brian wasn't so well there for a while. He was some more severe injuries, but I'm glad to see he's back in Drogheda Hospital tonight. So he's on the way to recovery as well.
We wish both of those guys the very best in the recovery, and hopefully we'll see them real soon again. Listen, Rory, you've won this event 4 times. You know what it takes to win the and how hard it is to keep coming back and go again and trying to get another one. And there's always a hugely talented field to compete against, and we see what's here this year again. It's massive, so it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Oisin. I was interested to hear Callum there when he spoke about it. You know, when what it takes to win this rally is you need something very special in life, first of all. And you know, if you got to take up the running, if you get in front, you got to try and hold the lead, manage the lead, and you know, it's all about the decision making of all the, you know, your tire choices, weather crews, all that sort of stuff. It's a huge effort, but I can tell you one thing: this rally is not easy won, and there's at least a half a dozen boys there that are very, very capable of winning it, not to chat about the people who could win it as well.
Yep. Shane Byrne mentioned Gary and yourself and his interview as well, on one of the years that you guys won it together, and you boys are heroes to him, and here he is now sitting in a car that's seated number three. You're sort of like an icon of this event now, so you are, Rory, but how do you feel when you hear young guys chatting like that?
Look, it's always nice to hear that, Oisin. You know, I've worked a bit with Shane and with John in the past, you know, and they're top competitors. They're out in the Royal Rally of Scandinavia at the moment in Sweden, and I think they were sixth or seventh before this evening, or maybe they had a puncture earlier today.
I think it was,
yeah. So it's great to hear that, of course, but I'm, you know, come back to tonight. Like, you look around you here tonight, the many young people that are here, and I mean really young people. Aaron McLaughlin there must have half a dozen youngsters with him alone there. So it's great to see that so many young people are here and taking interest in the rally at such an early age, because James and I started off at a very early age as well, and you know, dreams are possible if you keep at it and keep working at it.
It's 50 odd years ago,
he
James.
Was young. That wasn't soon.
James, we had 2 ladies here earlier today, Clarice Crozier and Niamh Pickens, who are involved with Women in Motorsport. Mm-hmm. And I asked who their heroes were. And you can watch that video, it's available now on the Donegal International Rally Facebook page after this, because we streamed it out live. And Niamh said her hero was Ellen Morgan. Somebody, of course, who sat with you. Yeah. And you had a wonderful time together in a rally car. And they were special memories coming here to Donegal, James.
Lovely to hear that. And it's great to see, you know, the people who meant a lot in the time, the former winners and competitors that are not forgotten. She was a great co-driver, great lady. We did 14 years, I think, together. And only did one other Donegal with this lad here those 14 years. So, but we only managed 2-1, so with it. But no, it's lovely to see. And I think it's time for maybe, you know, I know there's a huge movement now to help the women in motorsport. Ellen's definitely was the best. It's easy, it's not that hard to do. There's a lot that women can bring to the sport. They're very, and there's no reason why they can't be as competitive as anybody in it. And it's great to see that movement going forward now. And wish them all the best.
Just finally, what are you looking forward to this year? What will you be doing, Ronnie, again?
Footering about.
Footering about. Very good.
Not be doing it, that's for something. That's a bit dismissing. But it's about seeing what's happening. You know, it's still a drunk. Yeah. And you just love to be part of it and see the guys when they come into service and all the new lads now that's coming through, and ladies that are going to be the winners maybe in 5 or 6 years time.
Right.
And you know, just seeing what they're like now and trying to pick them out and see who's who. And this, like, the rally itself this year is superb route. Eamon's led on a very, very good event, very challenging. Changes of rhythm, changes of tyres, changes of setup. There's, you know, it's actually quite a technical event, and we have some of the best exponents of that here, so I think it's going to be a hugely exciting event.
Huge event to come, Rory. Just finally from you, I know we're a bit biased. Why is this the number one?
Well, I was struck earlier there. I think it was Aidan Harper said there was 2,000 volunteers involved in this rally. And that gives you an idea of the magnitude of the event. It's probably the longest standing 3-day event in Ireland and beyond, for that matter. But it's just the time of year. It's the nature of the stages, and it's the competition that the Donegal Rally offers. And of course, there's a huge welcome, warm welcome that the Donegal people offer to our visitors who come here this time of year. And of course, the rally is a great platform to showcase our county in a very positive way. So that's really all the reasons why it's the number one rally. It's, for the competitors, it's number one rally as well. And, you know, Callum is probably my hot favourite for it. So, you know, them boys will be all fighting to win it outright again.
He's tipping. Callum, who are you tipping?
Good question. Anybody in the top five? No, it's very
come
open.
Give us a name.
It's a very, very open, very, very open event. Might be hard to see past the Toyota at the moment, but... Right. Callum definitely has what it takes to win this event for the third time, so which is very good, which is great. You don't want to, anybody you think is going to win this event. There's definitely, and they're always a surprise. And the last number of years, like, we always thought this was over on Sunday. This rally's never over on Sunday, and the last number of years proved that. So it will go to the end.